little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
One of the things I mentioned earlier was how we fit this system into a consultation. I think having gone through it today, I'm beginning to think perhaps it probably is something that you might say to the patient, look, why don't we book another appointment so we can have a just focused discussion about
it's far better in terms of efficacy, I'm pretty sure, that if you struggle this kind of decision making, the option, the choice options and decision all into the end of a 10-minute consultation, you're going to have much less impact. And I think there's good evidence for that. I think we engage patients better by using these tools. But yeah, I think we have to.
But again, all the time, it's would it help you? Yeah. You know, some people, I'm fine. I get that it reduces my risk. I get that it doesn't help everyone. You know, that's enough for me. I'm happy to go with that. Okay. It's not like you have to ram it down people's throats or that everyone needs to do it. But would this be useful? Would understanding it a bit more, you know, would that help in making a decision? Do you want, you know, they can go on the website themselves and play around with it. You know, we should be encouraging more and more patients to do that. You know, you know your numbers stuff and all of that. So I certainly don't do this all the time, but it can be very, very helpful, particularly if someone's, you know, skeptical or not keen on the idea of, but you, you know, they have a risk of 45%, you know, 45 in 100 people over 10 years. And, you know, you say, well, I would really like to show you, you know, some of the advantages that you could get through this, because I need to know that you really do understand that you're making an informed choice about this, you know, rather than like tablets, doctor. So sometimes you're pushing, sometimes they're pushing, sometimes you're in it together, sometimes you don't need to do it at all. Sometimes you do need to bring them back. Sometimes it's a big decision. Sometimes it's small. But it's all, I think, all the time. If you think about the fundamentals of shared decision making, are we getting any decent knowledge in on this conversation? Do I know what matters to this patient? Do they understand why they're even here? Why they're having this conversation?
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.